This is KCUR 89.3. For rural hospitals struggling to stay financially viable, obstetric services, which can be quite expensive, are often among the first programs to get cut. Today, more than half the country's rural counties no longer have a place to give birth. But women in these counties don't stop having children. For Harvest Public Media, Bram Sable-Smith reports on what happens when maternity units go away.
3 years ago, the only maternity ward in Pemiscot County, Missouri, closed down. So when Sarah Scantling went into labor this summer, she had to drive.
I had the option of Blytheville,
about 40 miles south, down in Arkansas.
Dyersburg.
30 miles east, in Tennessee.
Kennett.
20 miles west.
Or possibly Poplar Bluff.
70 miles away. She chose the hospital in Dyersburg, putting her 30 miles away from home and away from her family when her daughter Abilene was born.
And I knew something was wrong when she didn't cry. And then they just rushed her away.
Abilene unexpectedly had a hole in her heart. She was taken even farther from home on a medical flight to a hospital in Memphis, 130 miles away.
I didn't get to hold her for 2 days. I got to say goodbye to her, and that's it.
9 months earlier, when Scantling learned she was pregnant, she didn't know that the county hospital had closed its maternity unit. She thought she'd deliver with Erica Sheffer, the family doctor who helped her through her first pregnancy and through postpartum depression. 6 years ago, Dr. Sheffer and her husband, who's an OBGYN, were recruited to the public hospital in this small rural county to modernize its obstetrics unit.
We were making improvements. We were getting new equipment, new nurses, sending the nurses for more training. And probably 2 years into it, things started going south.
The hospital lost over $3 million in 2013. To stay alive, it started to cut some of its more costly programs, and obstetrics was the first to go.
We all felt it was coming.
That's not exactly surprising for researchers like Katie Cozumanel of the University of Minnesota.
There were 179 rural counties that lost in-county hospital obstetric services between 2004 and 2014.
There are many reasons rural delivery units become too costly to keep around. Medicaid, for example, pays hospitals much less for child delivery than private insurance does. And Medicaid pays for over half of all rural births. Plus, birth rates in rural counties are dropping, just like their overall populations.
And as numbers fall, it becomes harder and harder to maintain the staffing and the skills that are needed to be ready for a birth at any time. And the way that those communities respond differs pretty dramatically.
At the Pemiscot County Hospital in Missouri, Dr. Sheffer does still see pregnant women, but only for 32 weeks. Then she refers them out to a different doctor at a different hospital to finish their prenatal care and to deliver, if they can make it.
Sometimes they don't have a way to get to the new doctor and just show up when it's time to deliver, and sometimes that's by ambulance because that's the only way they have to get there.
Hospitals in this area have a name for that, drop-in deliveries.
Hey, Booker. Is her hungry again?
Sarah Scantling was fortunate. First, because she had someone who could drive her to appointments. And also because the Tennessee hospital accepted her Missouri Medicaid. She's back in Pemiscot County now, and she takes little Abilene to see Dr. Sheffer. Sometimes even just to double check that the baby girl is all right.
There was times where I would come up here and be like, just listen to her heart. And they were like, honey, she's just asleep.
It's relieving, she says, to be back with a doctor who knows her family so well. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Bram Sable-Smith.